Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 120. We're going to read it twice. The first time we're going to read it from the Amplified Bible and then we're going to read it again from the New Revised Standard Version. After that, I'll share a short reflection on the psalm. So read with me Psalm 120 from the Amplified Bible. And this is a song of ascents. In my trouble I cried to the Lord, and he answered me. Rescue my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? Sharp arrows of the warrior, with the burning coals of the broom tree. Woe to me, for I sojourn in Meshech. And I live among the tents of Kedar, among hostile people. Too long my soul has had its dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And now we read again from the New Revised Standard Version. In my distress I cry to the Lord that he may answer me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe is me, that I am an alien in Meshech, that I must live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. This is a nice short psalm following Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm. And it's a song of ascents. What is a song of ascents? Well, from what I understand, it was as they ascended the hill to the temple, to Jerusalem. These are the songs that they would sing on their way up to meet with the Lord. And this psalmist is calling out. They are in distress. And as they're approaching God, they're saying, deliver me, Lord. And what do they need delivering from? From lying lips and a deceitful tongue. If you've ever had anyone gossip about you or spread lies about you, you'll know that it hurts. It really hurts. It can be painful. And I'm not just talking about one person who doesn't like you. But rumours go around and people start spreading lies and the lies build into other lies and we see this horrible sort of butterfly effect. And this psalmist seems to be against people who are just talking and lying about who they are. And so they say, what should be given to a deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. They want the tongues to be stopped. They feel perhaps sorry for themselves. Woe is me, they say, that I am an alien in Meshech, in the tents of Kedar. And the Amplified Bible explained what that meant, that that's in a hostile land among a hostile people. And this person feels that they're in a bad environment. The modern language for this might be that they're in a toxic environment. If we're trying to apply this psalm to our lives, we might think of being in a toxic work environment or friendship group. It could even be an online community that isn't good. That we try and speak peace, but it only seems to bring about war. We try and speak truth, but people are only interested in violence and disagreements and arguing. And so this psalmist is calling out to God that they would be delivered from these ways of talking, of speaking. And this is such an important thing to do in our lives. My dad had an expression. He used to say, you're only as good as the company you're in. So if you hang around with people who are lying and gossiping, well, you're going to end up lying and gossiping. It's similar to the words of the Apostle Paul, bad company corrupts good habits. And sometimes we think, well, I should be in the company of these people because they need Jesus. And that is true. But we also need to be careful that we aren't tempted or we aren't influenced to act in that same way. How many times do we have to speak peace only to see war before we get tired and weary? How many times can we turn the other cheek before realistically we get frustrated? It's good to ask God to deliver us from these kinds of things, from toxic friendship groups and work environments. And the psalmist recognizes that they are like an alien, or perhaps they literally are living in these places. But we are children of the kingdom. We are children of the Most High. We are like aliens on this planet. The way we would seek peace is not the way others will seek peace. So let's pray that we would be delivered from lying lips and a deceitful tongue as well. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening to Psalm 120. God bless you and goodbye.